I will conclude with another incident also to indicate how important this piety is. Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyab rahmatullahi was a famous tabi'i. A tabi'i is a person who was blessed to stay in the company of the Sahaba-i Kiram radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the companions of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he benefited from them. So Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi was one of the senior most amongst the tabi'in, among those people who lived to benefit from the company of the companions of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned ahadith from many great sahaba, such as from Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, from Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, eventually, the most benefit he derived was from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, looking at his piety, his diligence, his yearning to acquire deen knowledge and to practice upon it, Hazrat Abu Huraira eventually got his own daughter married to Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi, which in effect means that Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi was a son-in-law of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu is that sahabi who in the books of hadith has narrated the greatest number of ahadith. 5,374 ahadith emanate from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. The ummah has benefited to such a great extent that so many, more than 5,000 ahadith, he heard directly from Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and conveyed to us from generation after generation. So those ahadith reached us. So he became the father-in-law of Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi. Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi used to run a class of imparting hadith to young students, and he used to go from his home to the masjid. In the masjid, in a certain corner of the masjid, these lessons of hadith used to take place. This was his daily occupation, from the house to the masjid for salah, conducting the lessons, returning to the home. He would not venture anywhere else where it was not necessary to go to. He had one student in his class by the name of Abdullah bin Abi Wada'a rahmatullahi. This was a very regular student. His attendance was 100%. But on one occasion, Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi, the teacher noticed that this Abdullah bin Abi Wada'a was absent from the class for a few days. When they returned to the class, the teacher, the ustaz, asked him that why were you absent? This is very unusual for you to be absent. So he replied, he was a young man. He said, I was married and my wife took ill, very young wife. Through the illness she passed away. So I was busy attending in a time of illness to look after her, and then eventually attending to the burial rites. Now I have returned to the class. He was a very, very poor student as far as financial standing is concerned. So when Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullah heard this, he was very touched. He asked his student that, have you contemplated getting married again? He says, not as yet. So the ustaz tells the student that, I have a young daughter that has reached marriageable age. So the reason he chose this student, because he saw this yearning in the young man of learning hadith, the piety, the righteousness. So he says, I am prepared to get my daughter married to you, if you will accept. So he replied that, Hazrat, O my teacher, I possess in this entire world a mere 3 dirhams, which equates today to something under 100 rands. I don't even possess 100 rands, and you want to get your daughter married to a poor person like me? Just to digress from this, in the meantime, the Amirul Mu'mineen, the ruler of the Muslims in that time of the entire Islamic state, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he had sent a proposal for his son Walid to get married to the daughter of Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi. But Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi turned the proposal down. He did not accept that proposal for his daughter. Although in this case, Walid was the next in line to become the king of the Islamic Empire. In today's terms, we would say that his daughter would have become the first lady, being the wife of the next king of the Islamic Empire. But he was not interested in position, he was not interested in wealth for his daughter. He saw the piety of Abdullah bin Abi Wada, rahmatullahi. Eventually he got his daughter married to Abdullah bin Abi Wada, rahmatullahi. Now look at the piety of this young man. On the day of his marriage he was fasting, because he had the habit of fasting on Mondays, Thursdays, and other certain such days where the virtue of fasting has been mentioned in the hadith. So he happened to be fasting on the date of his marriage. Who can even fathom that today, that the bridegroom is fasting on the day of his marriage? So nevertheless, he even attended classes on that day. The classes of hadith, he returned home. After Maghrib Salah, he went home. He was partaking of a simple meal of bread and stew in order to break his fast, to break his roza, when he heard a knock on the door. So he was surprised, who is coming at this unearthly hour after Maghrib Salah? He called out, who is there? He heard the reply, it is Sa'id. This was his ustaz, Sa'id bin Musayyab, rahmatullahi. So he was surprised, he opened the door, and he was surprised to see his ustaz, his teacher, who only knows his home and the masjid, and today is coming to my door. Then he noticed a young lady behind him. So that is when Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi said to him, listen young man, now I have got my daughter married to you, she is now your amanat, she is in your trust, so I have come to deliver her to your door. So look at this, no fanfare, no loud hooters, no balloons, no ribbons. The father himself comes and drops the daughter off at the home of the son-in-law. This is the simplicity of nikah. In our deen, that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith, Inna azama nikahi barakatan aysaruhu ma'una. Aw kama qala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the most blessed of nikahs is that one which incurs the least amount of expenses. Today, just hiring an upmarket marriage venue, just the hiring fee for a day sometime amounts to 300,000 rand, 400,000 rands. That is apart from the catering. So when you're going to splash out so much money, throw so much money down the drain, how can you expect to see barakah and blessings in that nikah? So nevertheless, he dropped off his daughter at the home of the husband, and the young couple spent the night together. The next morning, as he proceeded to go again for his lessons, his young wife said to him that my father has given you off for 2 or 3 days. The lessons that you will miss, I will teach them to you. So the daughter herself was expert in hadith. She was hafiz of the Holy Quran. And for those 2 days' lessons, she taught it to her husband. He did not have to go attend classes. So this is, you see, the blessings of getting married in a pious family.